Bow Valley. Canmore firefighters were quick to respond to an illegal campfire on the edge of town early Monday, August 22. The fire department got the call at about 7:30 a.m. in an area near the on-ramp on the east side of the Trans-Canada Highway near Elk Run Boulevard. The RCMP was also dispatched. Canmore Fire Rescue Chief Lance Bushy said the campfire, which was lit under a time of a fire ban, was quickly put out. They had a campfire in there, so crews went in and did some education, he said. Nothing got away. The campfire was put out. The town of Canmore plans to lift the fire ban in the town Monday afternoon. Backyard fire pits, as well as outdoor fireplaces, and wood-burning ovens must meet Canmore's fire bylaw and regulations for the safety of the community. We had 8 millimeters of rain yesterday and we're forecasted for more through the week, so we're looking at noon at lifting the fire ban, Bushy said. Bushy said the resumption of any fire ban would be evaluated as conditions change. The humidity was much lower than the temperature, so we have a lot drying that happened in the last couple of weeks, so the more that happens, the more chance for a large fire that goes from small to big very quickly, he said. When we see that drying start to pick up again, potentially in a week or so from now, depending how the rains come for the next couple of days, yes, we can see the fire ban coming back on again. Meanwhile, a lightning-sparked wildfire in Banff National Park south of the Banff Springs Golf Course is now deemed under control. Parc Canada says this means the 0.016 hectares wildfire, which started burning Sunday afternoon, August 21, after a lightning storm, is contained and expected to be extinguished with no further growth. Parks Canada's fire operations will continue to monitor and suppress the wildfire as required. Therefore, fire crews and aircraft may be visible while working in the area, according to Parks Canada's social media post. There is no risk to communities at this time.